next case. Mr. Williamson will be taking over.
Next case.
The next case this evening is case number 12403. EJF Real Estate LLC seek variances from the road frontage requirement for proposed lots, section 115-83.8 of the Sussex County Code. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Neck Road, approximately 475 feet north of Hickman Road. The 911 address is 30370 Cedar Neck Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is CR1. And the tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, and Parcel 70. Specifically, the applicant requests the following for a proposed subdivision: a 26.2-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement, and a 100-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width required. And to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 3 mail returns. Thank you.
If anybody is going to speak, if they would please be sworn in.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Shirley Price, 34861 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View.
Step right here.
It's where you're both in at the same time. Can you state your name and address?
Eric Fiore, 8808 Hunting Hound Road, Berlin, Maryland, 21811.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Wideman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, EJF Real Estate, LLC, who's applied for 2 variances from the minimum road frontage requirement in order to subdivide the property into 2 separate lots. As you've heard, also in attendance this evening, on behalf of this application are Eric Fiore, he's a member of EJF Real Estate LLC, and Shirley Price, trustee of the current owner of the property. We also submitted exhibit booklets in advance for your review and consideration. Those exhibit booklets include copies of the application, the current deed to the property, the minor subdivision plan that's being proposed, a copy of ordinance number 2533, whereby the property was rezoned from GR to CR1. There is an excerpt of the tax map, and then we have an aerial photograph of the property along with other photographs as well. This property is located at 30370 Cedar Neck Road in Ocean View, Sussex County, Delaware. It is located in the CR1 district. It's currently improved with an existing structure, which was formerly used for both residential and commercial purposes, as well as a shed. The property was previously owned by Teresa Elizabeth Murray. Ms. Murray resided on the property and used the remainder of the property for boat and other storage purposes, and that was pursuant to conditional use number 478. Prior to her death in 2017, the property was transferred to her trust, and it was also rezoned from GR to CR1, and that was pursuant to ordinance number 2533. The applicant, EJF Real Estate LLC, purchased the property directly across the street from this property in April of 2018, and that's for purposes of operating his boat sales business on that property. In connection with the settling of Ms. Murray's estate, the trustees did list the property for sale originally in June of 2018, and found it difficult or impossible to sell the property as a whole, because you have the 2 different commercial uses being maintained on this one property. Again, in connection with the settling of Ms. Murray's estate, they did enter into a contract with Mr. Fiore as member of EJF Real Estate LLC, and that's for the purchase of a portion of this property. That portion that EJF Real Estate LLC seeks to purchase is identified on the minor subdivision plan as parcel 70 residual lands, and that minor subdivision plan was prepared by True North Land Surveying, and it's dated October 18th, 2019. It's also included in your exhibit booklet as Exhibit C. This property consists of approximately 3.08 acres of land. It's historically been used for a boat and RV or camper storage purposes. The applicant does intend to continue the same historical use of the residual lands, has no intentions at this time of improving the property with any structure. So it would continue to be for storage purposes, which is definitely a need in this area. Due to many communities not permitting the storage of boats or RVs, campers, etc. on their properties. The contract, of course, is contingent upon this board's approval of the variances in order to subdivide the property into the two lots. As you can see, this property is unique. It is a large, irregular-shaped lot. It consists of approximately 3.42 acres of land, even though the minimum lot size in a CR1 district is 10,000 square feet. Again, multiple uses have historically been maintained on the property and continue to be maintained at this time. The existing building on the property is currently used by the Ellen Rice Fine Arts Studio and Learning Center. The remaining portion continues to be used for storage of boats and RVs. There are currently separate entrances for the Ellen Rice Studio and the storage area, and the entrance for the storage area is shown on the minor subdivision plan as a dirt road. Of course, any entrances would be subject to DLDOT approval in order to subdivide the property. Notwithstanding, for all intents and purposes, because of the two entrances and the different uses that are being maintained on the property, it appears to the public that this is already two separate lots. Despite the large size of this parcel, it only has road frontage of 173.8 feet, rather than the minimum 300 feet needed to subdivide the property into the two lots. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to that uniqueness, not to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code in this neighborhood or district in which the property is located. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. Authorization of variances is therefore necessary to continue to enable the reasonable use of the property, which has historically been maintained. Current owners of the property inherited the property with the existing structures and the multiple uses being maintained. They seek at this time to separate the commercial storage use from the other commercial uses which are being maintained on the property. And again, currently under contract to sell the residual land subject to subdivision of the property. Due to the uniqueness of the property, however, it is necessary to obtain a 100-foot variance and a 26.2-foot variance from the minimum road frontage requirement in order to subdivide the property into the two lots. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant or the current owners of trustees of their mother's trust. They did not construct the structures. They had no control over the size of the property or any control over the use of the structures or the land itself. The applicant and the current owners are simply attempting to make the best use of the property following their mother's death and recognize the need for this commercial storage space and also the need to separate the other commercial uses from the storage use. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the property or adjacent property, and it won't be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the property has historically been used for multiple commercial uses. The applicant seeks to continue the storage use and has no plans to improve the property with any structures at this time. And again, as there are existing separate entrances for the existing structure and the storage area, and the uses are different, it already appears to the public as if the property is already two separate lots as opposed to one parcel. And again, any entrance locations would be subject to DLDOT approval, of course. Despite the reduction in the road frontage, each lot will be larger in size than the minimum lot size requirement in the CR1 district, and the existing improvements will continue to comply with any setback requirements. The applicant, as well as the current owners of the property, are unaware of any complaints that have been made as a result of the location of the structure or the uses of the property. The variances being requested tonight, if authorized, do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. That'll simply allow the subdivision of the property into two lots and enable the trustees to sell a portion of the property to the applicant in accordance with the terms of the contract, and also to continue to settle their mother's estate. And for those reasons, we respectfully request that the board grant the request this evening. At this point in time, I'd like to invite Shirley Price to the podium. So please state your name.
Shirley Price.
And you've heard the representations that I've made to the board this evening?
It was very adequate and quite truthful.
Okay. So to the best of your knowledge and belief, you agree that they were correct statements?
I do.
Do you have any additional information that you would like to provide to the board to help with their decision?
Well, you touched on the one big thing. We've had it on the market since 2018, June of 2018, and invariably, nobody's interested in the total package. There is an opportunity in the, to continue a good practice in the neighborhood. The subdivisions in our area, as you all probably know, don't allow boats, travel trailers parked on the property. This gives them a perfect close place to fulfill that need. And I'd like to see it continued.
And it also allows would allow the applicant to conveniently store
yes.
boats and other
watercraft.
Safely and conveniently, as it's located across the street from property that the applicant already owns.
It's a good fit for him.
And do you want to? I'd like to introduce Eric Fiore at this time.
Hi, I'm Eric Fiore, member EJF Real Estate. I do own the property across the street. It was purchased approximately 2 years ago. We do run a boat repair and sales facility out of it. We're in the process of construction of a boat showroom, so we have no intention of any structure on this particular property. It's just extremely convenient for us to be able to store boats across the street and the neighborhood need as well. But unfortunately, we have no use for the other commercial structure on the property.
All right. Well, thank you. Of course, we are available for any and all questions that you may have. And thank you for your consideration.
Any questions from the board? So it's just going to be used for boat storage now?
Well, boat storage, RV.
Sir, can you just make sure you're up there so we can catch on the mic? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, the existing use is going to continue exactly as is.
Okay.
So boats, RVs.
Boats, RVs. Yeah,
travel trailers.
Sure. And for how many years has it been operating in approximately?
Probably since the 70s. I think my mom and dad acquired that way back then, back in the 70s. And it was a compliment to us. We had the bait and tackle shop down the road. So they could give storage and, you know, sell fishing supplies or whatever. Gas at one time was also sold on site down the street. Long time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No more questions? Mr. Sharp?
I have none. Thank you. Right. If I could just check something. Sure. Just a quick question in the presentation that this would be connected to a central sewer system for the smaller lot. You mentioned it met the 10,000 square foot minimum lot mm-hmm. size, but that only exists for a parcel connected to a central sewer system. So.
Correct, and that is the case.
Yeah, central sewer was
taken down Cedar Neck Road. The house is connected. If any dwelling were placed on the storage area, it would be required to, as I understand the county requirements, to be connected. But at this point, the storage area will not have any facility that would need the sewer. It's just going to be raw land.
Thank you. It was the smaller parcel that I was concerned with. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Okay. Is there anyone here in support of the application? Please raise your hand.
There's two.
If you'd like to speak, please be sworn in.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Question, I apologize, I just came in to watch. But with that going from, that whole parcel is C1 now, and then you're given, coming in for the 50-foot for the commercial zoning, correct?
It's CR1.
CR1. To have that. Now, from looking at that picture, is it just two lots, the big lot and then the front house, right? Or are there more lots?
So it's proposed to subdivide the lots, but it cannot be subdivided without the requested variances.
Without the requested variance.
Because the lot frontage requirement is 150 feet for a numbered road.
And CR1 for residential for density is what, 12?
Maximum.
12 units per acre with coming in. I apologize, it's just I'm seeing this with this going from the commercial and splitting up the commercial and giving the easement in, but just with the residential area for southern area with the density versus turning something into townhouses, condos, whatever, apartments, with all that going down there. I'm just trying to figure out if the easement, the 50-foot opening for all the other, are all the properties that are being subdivided entrance in through the 50-foot easement in the front?
So there's what's proposed is if you look up here, there's the residual lands, which is 3.08 acres. There's a current existing dirt road that has access through there. There's also a current access for the parcel to be carved out where there's an existing structure. That lot is the smaller of the two. There's an existing entrance for that. The applicant's state is that they would need to go to and any entrance approvals they would have to get DLDOT approval for.
Yeah, but is what I'm trying just to be sure I'm clear. So for all the lots that are in the subdivision, for the entrance to go into commercial, but eventually does go that route, see if there is another entrance besides just the 50-foot to go into all those commercial lots.
They've not proposed that they would be further subdividing this parcel. If they were to do that, that's a different process. This is simply to create two lots and
one has to fit going back.
Yeah,
okay, so there's not other lots going in the 3.4.
That's correct. That's correct. Right now it's going from one to two.
Okay, that's what I was just looking at.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's another hand. Would you like to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. There was two.
There's two.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There are no opposition. I guess we would, Mr. Sharp, close the hearing and
discuss it and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,403. Size and shape that make it difficult and unique, the lot. The variance is necessary to enable use of the property. It is the only way that can make it work without causing a hardship. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood and is a minimum variance before relief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carsons?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, the application has been approved.